This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is how to increase the self-esteem in children.
Okay, good question. By the way, self-esteem, the way self-esteem is brought into us is that it's our environment that either determines where we have a low self-esteem or a high self-esteem. And that is why, again, I take back the example of slavery, because slavery, it was a systematic way of convincing the slave that he or she is nothing but a slave. And for this, they employed all psychological tricks to convince the person that they are absolutely no good, and the fact that they are slaves, that is their destiny, and they should be accepting of their destiny. So what did they do? Now listen to this. They would go into public humiliation, so that black people would be gathered and they will be taken all naked in the they will just be paraded naked in the streets. Now that is part, that's very disrespectful. But the idea is we are going to absolutely leave you with not even an iota of self-respect. So we're going to make you naked in front of every Joe and Mo. And then they would say, for a whole month, you're not supposed to take a shower. So you are now so filthy, so dirty, so unclean that you hate yourself. Not only that, but you also hate the people who are like you. Because now everybody, every black man is not taken. So you don't want to be with your own. Because they're being deprived of that. Your God-given right to clean yourself. And the idea is, we're going to do this to you. In addition to it was public humiliation. We're going to call you names. We are going to call you a nigger. We're going to call you a big, huge man. It's called boy. You boy, you do this, boy. You have young kids looking into a big old man, say, boy, come here. Boy, you do this. So I'm going to use derogatory terms, and I will use them publicly in order to crush your spirit. Sometimes, as parents, and sometimes as cultures, we are guilty of this. We crush